Blog Talk Radio.
Peter Bahrain. Your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp, January 13, 2002, 9 p.m. Eastern. What's happening, folks? Welcome to the off ramp, a show for the people by the people that embodies the people. The show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, see what's popping in these streets, see what's going on in your hood. I'll let you know what's going on in my hood. Hopefully, we can have a good conversation, have some laughs, you know, have a couple of drinks. Toast to the good life, you know, see what's popping in these streets, you know, enjoy a good conversation and for the next 2 hours and then get out of here. You know, we talk about, you know, pretty much anything from sports, music, politics, current events, future events. I'm pretty sure we'll delve into the metaverse pretty soon. I share personal stories of me and my wife and our relationship, just because it's my show and she understands my sense of humor. You're welcome to share stories about what's going on with you. No judgments here. I mean, some people might judge you, but the good thing is we use nicknames, so no one really knows who you are. And that's why it's a judgment-free zone. You know, we started the show because, you know, a lot of people have conversation on the internet, and it looks like that's where it's going. I think we got to figure out, and I got to talk to my man Blur because he's into this. I got to talk to my brother Fat Dude. He's another one. He's just like Blur, who's interested in technology. And because MX for Money, he's another one of my brothers. And because my three brothers love technology, we got to figure out a way to get the off-ramp into the metaverse. Like, if we figure out how to get a sit-down in the and I hate the fact that I'm going to call it the metaverse because it ain't nothing but Mark Zuckerberg and them. But if we could figure out a way to have the show with, you know, the 3D headsets, like us in, like we sitting at the in the barbershop, or if we sitting at in a pool hall, just laughing and joking, having good conversation, arguing, going back and forth, I think it'd be dope. I got to get with my three brothers and see and see if there's a way we can do that. But that's, you know, that would be further down the line. You know, all that good stuff. But if you want to call in, if you want to rap to us, you can always call in 929-477-3975. We got our own Instagram page now. We got our own Facebook page now. We got our own Twitter. We got all that for the off-ramp. And I forgot this week to post from there. I still posted from my personal one. I apologize. I'm trying to get out that habit. But, yeah, you can find the off-ramp show on all the major platforms. Follow, hit like, share. I don't even know if that means anything anymore. I think it felt like it means something about 2-3 years ago. No one cares anymore. I got hit up by one of our fans, and I don't even call fans. I just say family. One of the family. And they really want us to put some of these episodes up on YouTube because they think people would get a good laugh and good kick out of them. So I think over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to try to upload these joints into YouTube. But we'll figure all that when it comes down to it. So, you know, feel free to join us for the conversation. Let's have a good talk tonight. Let's have some jokes, some laughs, and we'll see where it goes. I got my man Blur on the line, as always, brother Blur. Welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Man, I'm blessed and highly favored as always, man. Thanks for having me on. Looking forward to a great time tonight. Looking forward to the 49ers busting the Cowboys. Looking forward to Eagles getting sent home, not even one and done. Got in the club, just get thrown right back out. looking forward to all that, man. Happy to be here. Let's discuss it.
It's a lot of hate coming from over there, man. You got to get that hate out your blood, man. You only got one rib, yo. You got to make sure you got to add more positivity and life in your body, yo.
Hey, I'm a realist, homie. I'm a realist. I know ain't no real chance the Eagles beat the Bucks.
And you think there's no chance that the Cowboys beat the 49ers?
Oh, that's a chance. Yeah, that's a chance. I just don't think that's going to happen, but that's going to be probably the best game of all wild card weekend. It definitely going to be the Eagles versus the Bucks. I'll just tell you that.
So you think the Eagles get blown out this weekend?
I don't know. Blowout is kind of – do I think they lose by double digits? Yes. But I don't know. That don't really make it a blowout, though.
So 10 points is your thing. 10 points, huh? You think it's a 10-point game? I don't even know what the spread is for that game. You know, the funny thing is, no one's really picking the Eagles to win. And that's the time to bet on the Eagles. It's one of those things where they have that phrase, fade the public. There's no one who's going to pick the Eagles to win, which is why I think the Eagles win. Like, I hate to say it, it's an 8.5 spread. So Tampa Bay is getting 8.5. So basically a touchdown and a 2-point conversion is what Vegas is saying, how much better Tampa Bay is over Philly. The thing that I believe Philly has a chance on is that Philly can run the ball. And in the playoffs, that makes a huge difference.
They can run it on Tampa's defense?
Yeah, we can run it on anybody. We're the number one rushing team in the nation. I mean, in the league. So, I mean, I think it gives us a chance. I mean, Tampa Bay has a lot of talent. I think with the AB breakdown, which we'll get to, his I don't know if y'all seen his podcast, but we can talk about the AB podcast. Tampa barely beat the Jets. They got kinks in the armor. So, hey, Blur, you want to bet something?
What are we playing on it? Are we talking points? Are we talking straight up? This is how I know you know they're not going to win, because you won't go straight up.
No, you said points. I'm taking the points.
I know, because I'm confident that they'll lose by double digits. I definitely got to lose by 10 or more. But you know, if you decide to know, in your heart of hearts, you wouldn't bet any money on a straight-up Eagles win.
Tampa Bay has proven to be a better team than the Eagles this year, so the odds are definitely not in our favor. But I want the points. You said double digits. I'll even give you single digits. I'll go down to 9. Let's go to 9 points. Give me 9 points for
what
we bet.
What we betting? Throw something out there. What we betting? I'm not going to go crazy and say I got whatever, because that's not true. I got bills to pay. That's what I got. But what we betting?
We are gentlemen. We are brothers. We grew up together. We are not betting money. It's got to be some type of embarrassment on the internet. Like, we got to do like it's got to be like a TikTok challenge of drinking like 6 shots of like apple cider. But see, you only got one kidney, because I don't want you to drink liquor. So I don't want you to have like a shot of like grain alcohol, because the last thing I want is for something to happen to my brother and that be on my conscience. New York, I'm going to bring you in a minute. So we'll think about a bet. I'm thinking of,
yeah, let's think about it.
Maybe one of us got to do a TikTok challenge, because I hate them. It'll be torture for me. But one of us got to do a TikTok challenge.
Damn, I'd rather pay some money to be for real. I'd rather put some money up.
All right, so we'll get to that. I got my brother New York on the line. New York, what's going on, my brother? Welcome to the off-ramp.
What it do? Look, I'm not going to lie. Them TikTok dances, y'all mean? Y'all mean? That might be the one. I think y'all should bet that one.
So my man B does a radio show every morning radio show. And today was like, what do you call them, Thursday request days and all that good stuff. And today he had a video. DJ Seaside, what was that video, that dance video we watched today? Flossy Flint? Do y'all know who I'm talking about, Flint Flossy?
Never heard of it.
None of y'all have any clue? New York, New York, you young. You don't know who that is?
Nah, Flint Flossy?
I
don't think I ever heard of it.
Yeah, I feel like me and Blur should bet, you know, you got to do 30 seconds of this video.
Not that. Let's do Flint.
Well, you just got to dress up like him.
Flint Flossy, yeah.
Flint Flossy. What was the name of the song?
Flint Flossy.
I need y'all to look this up while I'm talking. It's called, like, Dance.
Yeah, I mentioned I like to dance.
Did I mention I like to dance? So, New York, New York, Blur. I'm going to talk for a couple minutes. I need y'all. Well, DJ Seaside, you find a YouTube video and put it in the group chat for everyone to see. DJ Seaside will put that in the group chat for us to see. I think if we get 15, if you can do your best cosplay in 15 seconds and post this on the internet and tag one or the other person, I think that should be the bet. But we'll have to discuss that a little bit further. So, New York, New York, everything going good?
Yeah, everything's going good. Yeah. Can't complain about it.
We ain't heard from Queen in a while. Is everything good? I know the last time we had both of y'all on, it started getting a little engagement pressure. And we ain't heard from her since.
Nah. We all good. Everything good and all.
All right. Tell her we miss her on the show. Hope everything's good. She's welcome back anytime. DJ Susan, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
What's up? Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year. Hey.
Yeah, is it too late to say Happy New Year? I mean, we're only 13 days in. Is it too late for the Happy New Year talk?
You probably got another week or so before you stop.
Yeah, I guess. What do y'all think, Blair? What you think? Is it too late for a Happy New Year?
Yeah, definitely too late for a Happy New Year, man. It's done. It's going to be annoying if anybody's saying now. But just a quick update. That Flint Flossy shit funny as hell. That shit funny as hell.
Oh, you saw it? The DJ Seaside put it?
Yeah, I pulled it up. This shit funny.
Oh, watching it now.
Yeah, I feel like if we do 15 seconds and post that, that's punishment enough for the loser of the Tampa Bay Eagles game. And I get 9 points.
Yeah, I'm with that. That's the bet right there.
That's the bet?
That's the bet.
All right, That's the bet. 15 seconds. That's the minimum.
Matter of fact,
cool. That's a bet. Huh?
That's it.
Man, this is going to be crazy because there's a good chance I lose. I got to figure out how to get this done. DJ, she's trying to hook me up. She likes going on these cosplay stuff. All right, man.
It's all about the mustache.
It's all about the mustache and the goatee. I think I got a sweatsuit around here somewhere. But we'll figure all that out. Because, I mean, it don't look good for the Eagles. But we can run the ball and we can play defense. And that usually always helps out in the playoffs. And when you got a mobile quarterback like Jalen Hurts, if he's on his throwing game, it poses a real dangerous threat to anybody in the NFL. The Giants have made the same run. Would you say, DJ Seaside, you want to say something? Oh, no. So we'll see.
I think
we'll see
Pittsburgh got a better chance. I think Pittsburgh got a better chance of beating Kansas City, and y'all got a better chance of beating Tampa Bay.
Well, what's Kansas City's weakness? Defense, right? They can't stop nobody. So
more so the secondary than anything.
Well, I mean, it's a passing league now, right? So secondary, not having any good secondary. It's pretty huge. I mean, Tyrann Mathieu's still a ball player, but, you know.
I mean, he won a five back there. Won a five.
Yeah. So, you think Pittsburgh – what's the line for Pittsburgh-Kansas City? You know, by offhand?
Nope.
I know you don't know. I'll look this up real quick. So you think Pittsburgh has a better chance of winning? And now Kansas City's favored by 12.5.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it. I just thought, because Kansas City's been inconsistent. That's all. That's the only way I was thinking about. They've been inconsistent.
Yeah,
and I like Mike Tomlin.
Watch out for any team that can run the ball and play defense. And the Eagles can do both. We've shown in the second half they can do both. So we're pretty dangerous, man. So who do you got for the Super Bowl? Who's your pick for the Super Bowl? What's your matchup?
I got to pull it back up. I think I had Kansas City and Green Bay, if I'm not mistaken.
New York, what you got? Do you even care?
I don't even know who in the playoffs, B. All I know is the wild game cards is, what's it called, ain't they this Saturday?
Yeah, they play this weekend. Is all the playoffs start Saturday? They even got a Monday night playoff game, which is crazy. So yeah, Saturday at 4:30 is the first playoff game. That's Vegas and Cincinnati, because you know it's an extra two playoff games this year, which is pretty exciting.
I don't like that only the top seed get a bye. I still think the top one and two seeds should get a bye. I think they should have just added two teams instead of just added one extra team to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. But, you know, you want to get that bye, you got to win it all. Now we get more playoff games, baby. Football starting is going to, it's going to end up turning into baseball, ain't it? It's just going to be too many games and people aren't going to care.
It's too physical.
You think that's what it is?
You can't play that many games like you can
baseball
physically.
Yeah.
You can't beat up a player like that. That's your money maker. There'll be so many people.
I know COVID.
Go ahead.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. I heard a pause. I thought you was done. My fault. I was saying, I know COVID played a part this season. I thought it was people started to lose interest toward the end of the season with the extra game. Like, and the extra game had stakes. It was like a lot of stuff still on the line the last week of the season. And I know players was out and stuff, but I didn't feel the interest that I usually see. And I was like, yo, this extra week might not be doing it, but we might have to wait and see a little bit longer.
I feel that way, too, that I feel like interest is waning for sports. But I'm wondering if that's just because we're not in the environment of being around a bunch of people who are in the sports. Like, I'm starting to wonder if, because, you know, when I was in college and all I cared about was sports, you know, I knew everybody on the Eagles roster. I damn near knew everybody on everybody's roster. I was looking at, you know, who was backup for who. Like, that's why I was killing folks in fantasy and all that good stuff. And as I got older, I just got more to do. So I wondered if me feeling like the interest for sports is waning just because I have more to do. I mean, because sports is still the most watched thing in the country, right? Like, it's not like more people are watching Game of Thrones than the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, that one game or in general?
I would think in general. I think more people watch football than they do the popular TV show at the time.
Do you think that the NFL has been hurt with Colin Kaepernick? I mean, do you think that...
No.
You think that actual people that was really into... the football, NFL, stopped watching for
no anybody who said, and I know a couple of these racist white people. Well, I used to know.
Well,
black,
I know
but,
black people said just because more of a voice, like I'm not going to support the NFL because of.
Yeah, I knew people who boycotted the NFL. That lasted about a year. I know white people who boycotted the NFL. And I don't really talk to them anymore because, you know, I kind of felt like the whole Kaepernick thing was racist. Because I don't know how many times a man got to tell you, yo, this ain't about the flag, and you just put it on the flag. And then you say he shouldn't put it on the flag. But then a person who served the military was the one who told him to do it, and you still get mad at him. Then at that point, you're just mad at him because he's black. But that's besides the point. I don't think there's enough people that really fell out of watching the NFL because of Kaepernick one way or the other. I think numbers are down just because more people are streaming. You know, usually, you know, when you have regular cable, you know, a football game would just come on 3 or 43 or whatever your Fox and CBS local channels that you automatically get. So people would just watch it on there. It's just easy. It's just in every home. Now with streaming, you got to go get them links. And they ain't hard to find. So numbers are going to be down. But I still don't know if there's any show that outrated NFL coverage. So does that mean the interest is waning? Go ahead, Blair.
I know at some point, I know Bomani talked about it. It was like, and again, it might be a product of just this season. It was like over the course of 11 days, we had 7 days of football, 7 out of 11 of NFL football. This one, they had like makeup games in there and stuff. And he was talking about how the ratings were down. Oh, no, that was like, because people don't know that games are on and some of it. And some of it was like, yo, like, I just had Sunday football. Now I got Tuesday football and Monday football and Thursday football right behind it. I do think, I don't know if it's the longer season, but you can get inundated with too much coverage. When you got Sunday, Monday, Thursday, NFL, and then you got makeup games coming in on Tuesday, it's like every night's a football night. I can see how people are like, all right, look, I'm taking this week off.
And I can agree with that. Like, I wholeheartedly, I think people lose the value of scarcity sometimes. Like, if football is just on Sunday and Monday, like, you're making plans. If the only times you can see your team is on Sunday and Monday, like, I wish they would get rid of Thursday night football. Bring back MAC football. Let the MAC college just have Thursday. Or have big-time college games on Thursday. You know, they got cupcakes on the schedule. Schedule big-time Thursday. Just make the NFL Sunday and Monday. Because everyone will cater their schedule around, because that's the only time you get to see your team. But I 100% agree with you. You got a game Thursday night, two games Thursday night sometimes. Now we got games on Saturday. Now we got games on Sunday. And then we got a game on Monday. And my Eagles had that game on Tuesday. I can't carve out 5 straight days of not doing stuff and watching, sitting in the house and watching the NFL, because I got a wife and kid. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, they make a lot of money, so I'm sure they know what they don't. But that was a half hour of some bullshit. Are we done? Are we done with the NFL? Since me and Blur made our bet to do the Flint Flossy.
I'm good.
That's what I was gonna say. I know you said Flint Flossy, but I think that's like too cool. Like, y'all should find like one of those dance instruction videos that like all the middle aged and teenage girls do, that have this one little dance move that goes like this when their hands are together up and down. It's like so annoying, and I think that would be funnier.
Well, put your suggestions in the I mean, we got a couple days before we can actually 100% settle in on the bet. But, I mean, you could do the Childish Gambino, This Is America video. That'd be a little nuts. It'd be a little nuts for me just because I'm fat. I mean, Blur's in a little bit better shape than me, but me walking around with no shirt on and some
I'm probably built like Childish Gambino from the video right now.
But yeah, you know, if you got another suggestion, DJ Shoshana, throw it in the chat, and we'll make that decision before Sunday. But right now it's the Flossy, but we got to bet something. I get 9 points. That's on record. All right, so that's enough of the, that's enough of the NFL talk. Y'all got anything left on the NFL talk?
I'm good.
All right. Blur, you got anything special you want to talk about tonight before I jump into my topics?
I mean, I like your topics, man. I had a little international affairs discussion I wanted to hear some people's opinion on. I would love to hear from New York, because I think he's going to agree with me. And I think DJ T-Sire would agree with me, too.
All right, well, bring it up. Let's have that conversation. We got time. We got an hour and a half. We can get to
all right, so I'm going to two-part this real quick. First question, just a quick yes or no real quick. Do y'all believe we should have diplomatic immunity here in the States? You know, like they had in, I guess that was like the first, whatever movie that was with Patrick, I'm too old for this shit, dude. I got diplomatic immunity, and he was like, yo, it's just been revoked. You know, like, should the prime minister of Israel have to pay parking tickets over here? Like, should he have to worry about that? So, New York, do you think we should have diplomatic immunity here in the U.S.?
As far as he don't have to pay parking tickets and all that other stuff, good stuff?
Yeah, it's other stuff to it. But, yeah, like certain,
like rape.
Small things, they don't have to deal with it. Like, they don't worry about parking tickets. They don't worry about jaywalking and a lot of other stuff. Like, the cops can't really mess with foreign dignitaries here in the States.
Hold on.
Let me set it up.
No, because you're framing the argument already. Rape. Should diplomats have immunity over raping people?
No, that's not. No, because I don't care what it is. I'm just trying to get to diplomatic immunity if we believe it should be a thing or not.
Should rape be diplomatic immunity? New York. Look, Blur said parking tickets. You go from parking tickets to rape. What you got, New York?
Nah, because if I can't go to another country and use that diplomatic immunity shit, then no. Nah. Especially if I don't know the laws of the other country that I'm visiting. Nah, you can't use that. You better pay them parking. You better pay everything. Nah, we ain't doing that. Nope.
DJ C. Siren, diplomatic immunity, you for it or against it?
Isn't there diplomatic immunity?
Because
wasn't there, like, some diplomat's son, you know, like, drunk driving and kill people? And, I mean, some years past.
It is a thing. I'm just asking, are you for it? Yeah, it's definitely a thing. Do you agree with it?
No. If you commit a crime, you need to pay the price.
If you commit the crime, you need to pay the price.
You know, look. Yeah, we got diplomats on, you know, for good relations between countries, but you can't come to my country and harm my citizens and think that, you know, there's no repercussions. So
it looks like everyone's still on my side, Blur. Go ahead and get out your bullshit discussion, man, so we can fire you up for being
No, crazy. Actually, I think New York was on my side right there, but all right, we're going to move past it. All right, so next step. Prince William, I forgot his name already. Prince William, the Prince of England, King Elizabeth's son,
Andrew.
The old dude, real old dude, creepy dude, Andrew, Prince Andrew. He is being sued in New York, a civil lawsuit. That's why I said I didn't care what it was for. It's a civil lawsuit. He's not going to jail. It's no jail time. But his name, and thus the Queen of England's name, her family name, is being dragged through the mud.
What'd he do?
My opinion was that, hey, the U.S. government, as an ally to England, should have not let it get to this point where our ally, her son, or our ally's son, or even just her, I mean, she old, maybe he running stuff, our ally shouldn't be in this situation. We should have stepped in and like, yo, whoever suing the Prince of England, like, yo, what is it going to cost you to make this go away? Because he's not from here. Whatever money you try to sue him for, you're not going to get anyway. What is it going to cost? we'll pay it. I said, hey, that's how it should have gone down because that's our ally. So when shit go down, we're going to need our allies. We can't have, we can't lose an ally over a civil lawsuit.
Of
gun?
What?
You say what?
What was he accused of?
I mean, he's accused of a lot of shit, but that's not what the civil lawsuit's for.
Yes, it is. The civil lawsuit.
I mean, the civil
17-year-old.
He's accused of raping the 17-year-old girl with Epstein, being part of the Epstein Island shit and all that other good stuff.
Bruh,
the accuser, or the one who was the part of the thing, the documentary, is suing him for civil damages.
Look.
And I said, hey, the U.S. government should have came in and been like, yo, we ain't even letting this documentary out, but we'll settle this lawsuit for you right now.
Nah. Look. You can't have immunity if you go to another country and rape somebody. You're taking their civil liberties away. There's no country. There's nothing in a freedom country. Because I'm pretty sure there's countries where rape is legal. I think in some Middle Eastern countries, like if she's your wife, you can't be charged with rape.
If she's a woman.
Right, yeah. Shout out to the women. I'm a feminist on y'all with that one. Like y'all should be allowed to say no, but you can't allow someone from another country to come into your country of freedom and justice for all and start raping people and not face punishment. Now, if you want to have the what's the limits on this? Oh, yeah, if he got a couple $1,000 worth of parking tickets because he just couldn't figure out the signs and all that stuff and the government wants to wipe it away because that's their ally, I get that. Because what if this dude raped your son? Like, you want the government to just wash it away for you and this is what I get to.
That's why I said, remember, this is a civil lawsuit. She's not going to get anything. She's not.
How do you know?
Prince William is not paying her shit. Let's be clear.
Oh,
she's not going to see a dime.
OJ's broke because of a civil lawsuit. Here the move.
OJ lives here in the U.S. Prince William lives in England, so she's going to go over to England and get it? All right, that's exactly what you should tell her. All right, I got your money. Come get it.
Fine. If
she's not getting a dime.
We don't know that.
I do know that. I guarantee you the Queen of England ain't going to send a dime to this chick. She's not getting a dime from a New York court is probably going to find him guilty. Probably find him guilty and say, all right, you owe this chick $1 million. And then I'm like, all right, try to collect from the Bank of London. Let's see you do that. You little ass over here in New York City court, try to collect from the Bank of London. She's not going to get any money. She's not.
I don't know.
It's going to be more bad publicity. That's all it's going to be is bad publicity, which is why I brought it up, because the Queen of England is now having to cut ties from her son. Like, he's been stripped of certain titles. Like, they don't have to call him some shit. It's like Lord of the Manor or whatever it is. Like, he can't get introduced like that. Like, inside the palace, he's still referred to as Prince William, but outside the palace, he doesn't carry those same titles anymore. Like, yo, this woman is, like, in her 80s or 90s years old, and you're going to say, like, yo, you making me deal with this shit now? I'm pretty sure she pissed at her son. But at the same time, you're like, yo, U.S., I thought we was cool. This is what you making me deal with over a fucking $1 million?
Because he raped somebody.
Yeah, maybe not. That's not even the issue. Maybe not. It's a he said, she said. Do I believe that he did? I do believe that he did, but that's not even the point. It's not like he's going to jail. What's the $1 million going to do? What's the $1 million going to do because she got raped?
It might make her rich. I think she's going to get it. I think that queen.
I don't think she's going to get it.
Well, we just differ in that opinion. I think the queen looks at it like, yo, I can't believe you did this to this woman. Probably evidence where she knows that this really happened, and that's probably why she's stripping her title. Because she's embarrassed that her family is out here doing it.
And then why is he not getting tried criminally? Why is he not being tried criminally?
Oh, see, I don't know enough about the court system to understand that.
He's not being tried criminal. This is just a civil lawsuit.
R. Kelly got accused a lot by a whole lot of people for rape. How many people
he had
actually...
a whole criminal case.
No, but
a whole criminal case that he beat.
But my question is, how many of those people actually sued him criminally? Like,
you
I
don't
think,
have to.
I think
it's the state. The state has to sue him criminally. It's not the people. It's not the people.
Well, can the state,
it's the state of Illinois.
Can,
state of Illinois versus Robert Kelly.
So none of the people.
And in this case,
so maybe the state brings the suit against the prince one day, or maybe that was the deal that was cut. The state.
And see, so we talking about deals. This is what I'm saying, and I know it's not. And I don't think this. I'm not saying that rape will fall under diplomatic immunity. I'm not saying it should. I'm saying we do things for foreign dignitaries because we appreciate what they do for us. Because we understand that those ties, those allies, are more important than a couple of measly parking tickets, more important than a couple of disorderly conducts in a hotel, more important. Oh, we caught you buying a hooker. Yeah, yeah. We're not gonna do that. More important. I'm saying it's more important than a civil lawsuit. It's more important than a civil lawsuit where the person ain't gonna get the money anyway.
But
I absolutely think for this person, for Prince William, it's more important.
It's more important than rape.
It's not even about the rape. It's not about the rape.
Now,
he's not on trial for rape.
Nah,
this isn't a rape trial.
I'm asking you a question. No. You said for parking tickets, we should let it go. You said for measly little stuff, I'm asking you for rape, should they let it go? I want you to answer the question, yes or no.
Hey, if they were going to charge him for rape, then he's going to have to get charged for rape. And you know what? No. Matter of fact, yeah, it's bigger than that. Yes. Yeah, if Prince William was, if the state of New York was trying to criminally charge Prince William for rape, absolutely, it's bigger than that. Like Trump, Biden, somebody, Epstein, Jeff Bezos, somebody, what's the dude from Microsoft, him, Bill Clinton, somebody going to step and be like, yo, hold up. Y'all know Russia breathing down our neck, right? Y'all know North Korea just waiting to jump on us. Y'all know China looking at come at us any time. And y'all want to piss off our only other major ally? The Prince of England.
Off.
The Prince
you
of England.
You shouldn't be allowed to get away with rape in other people's country just because you were born in the lineage.
You shouldn't be allowed to get away with rape at all. But shit ain't fair.
So then what are we talking about?
Because shit ain't fair. That's exactly what I'm saying. Shit ain't fair. And for certain people... the rules get bent. And everywhere you go, for certain people, the rules get bent when you're that important. If you really could press the button and control, he is that important.
No, he obviously isn't because he just got stripped of his titles.
By his mother. So what happens when we go to roll over there and they're like, yo, y'all can't park those big-ass ships over here. Take that shit somewhere else. Oh, y'all fly those drones? Y'all want us to stop them from coming to pick it up? Nah, you on your own. We wanted y'all to stop us from this little white chick from embarrassing my son.
The Queen of England is just a figurehead. She does not run the country. It's not that important.
Prime Minister.
The royals have money off of England. They are figureheads. In terms of our relationship with the country, it's all pomp and circumstance. Charge the people for the criminal act.
Even if it's the prime minister, like, just like this, you think if they would have, do you think,
the prime minister has
let's just say Russia, you think if Russia was trying to charge Trump when Trump was in office, it was like, yo, we saw you was over here, our strippers over here said when you was just a businessman, they said no, and you kept going. Y'all think we would have still been cool with Russia when Trump was over there trying to get buddy-buddy? Fuck no. Now, Russia could have turned around and be like, yo, U.S., we need some help. They're like, ha-ha, y'all need some help? Good luck. Good luck with that.
But someone who doesn't smoke weed, you make up the weirdest scenarios. I don't even know.
No, that's not weird, because that was an actual scenario. There was a whole alleged pee tape where Trump allegedly was getting pissed on by a Russian hooker. You know why that shit never came out? Because he's the fucking president. You think Putin is going to let that shit out? Knowing that he needed Trump to get this money?
He didn't rape anybody. And if Putin wanted it to come out, he would have let it come out. And if Russia would have had to charge him with something, they would have charged him with something. Now, maybe we wouldn't have extradited Trump to Russia to face those charges. And you know what?
And I'll say it wouldn't have got – it would never have gotten charged. Putin is not letting his homeboy, who he helped to get elected, now get charged with rape. Because it undermines everything. It undermines the whole relationship. Like, yo, we're trying to run the world, and now we got to deal with this bullshit? Like, when bigger things are happening, you got to let the small stuff go.
This is how I know you're losing the argument, because you're usually real good at letting people finish their statements, and you won't let me finish anything tonight.
Go ahead.
I'm telling you, but this makes no sense. You're comparing the son of the queen, who holds no power, to the president of the United States, who holds probably the most powerful position in the world. You're comparing apples to oranges. This isn't the same thing. I'm pretty sure that if Donald Trump, while president, flew to another country and raped somebody, there would be a problem. If this country was England, there would be a problem. If it was Germany, it'd probably be a problem. If it was the Middle East, it might not be a problem. If it was Russia, it might not be a problem. In America, raping somebody is a problem. It doesn't matter your title. Now, what you're saying is absolutely true. Some people who have clout, some people who have the last name, get lesser charges than those with big names. Maybe the reason why he's not being charged criminally is because he's family of the queen. Maybe that's the deal. Maybe the queen was like, yo, make him pay whatever he got to pay to make her whole. Just don't lock my son up. We'll strip him of all his titles, and we're Gucci. That's probably what really happened. She's going to get her dough. He ain't going to be known as the prince, nor should he should be, because he out here taking the pussy. Allegedly, because I don't really know the story. And the fact that we got to get to chicks trying to untie Drake's condom and pour it in them and having hot sauce in it lets me know that maybe he didn't do it. I have no idea. This is the whole Epstein thing, so maybe he did. No clue.
Well, let's be clear. The chick ain't saying, and I ain't mean to cut you off. The chick ain't saying like he forcefully raped her. She's just saying like, yo, I wasn't old enough to give consent, and you knew or should have known that I wasn't old enough to give consent. Yeah. I'm just saying that's statutory rape. So I'm not saying like, yo, he went in there and he just took it. Like, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like, yo, you fucked a young chick. Saying, like, to clarify what happened.
And the thing for me is, to the amount of sympathy I would give him, I just would want to know how old he was. Like, was he 21? Then I'm 40 years old. But see, like, if he's 40, then yeah, he's a dirtbag, right? But if he was 20, 21 when this happened, then I would look at it like, yo, man, he might not know a girl was 17. He might think it was around her age. Like, because you got girls walking around on college campuses that are 17 years old. And technically, that's statutory rape if you fall into one of them, and they might just be in your dorm room and you just have a nice little hookup. Look, I dated a girl who was a year younger than me, and we started at 14, 15, and lasted until 21, 22. I mean, it was a year in there that I guess technically I was raping her. But, I mean, we had been in a long relationship the entire time. But at one point, I had turned 18 while she was still 17. So I would just want to know the details. But if what DJ C. Siren is saying is he was 30 and got flown to an island and there's 17-year-old girls being brought in to have sex with these dudes, then yeah, yo, you can't get away with that. Dude, there ain't no diplomatic immunity for that. That's just morally wrong. But I guess, I mean, you might not believe in morals.
Nobody believes the morals. He's not being charged for rape. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said it didn't even matter, because he's not being charged for rape. And it wasn't in the island. This is why I said New York City, because this happened in New York in Epstein's host, in Epstein's apartment. Like, he stayed the night at Epstein's apartment.
I was saying, like, I didn't know where. Okay.
And he's still not being charged for rape. He's not being charged for rape. It's a civil lawsuit. Hey, it's a civil lawsuit. Hey, you hurt me. I need you to pay me to make me whole.
It's civil.
He's not been charged with anything.
Hold on.
Now, it's a criminal charge. It's a civil charge, but it's still rape.
Yeah, I was gonna say, hold on. Now, I'm not too familiar with civil lawsuits. I know OJ took a big L and had to move to Florida so that they couldn't take it. So the Kardashian people couldn't take his house. Well, not the Kardashian people, the other folks. So when they charge, so they're charging him with a civil case, and it's you hurt me.
Essentially, yeah, that's what it's going to come down to. Hey, your actions harmed me. Your actions harmed me, and it's going to come down to the whole intentional affliction of emotional distress. That's why I say you've known or should have known. And those actions that you did, non-criminal actions, because we're not going to bring up the criminal portion of it because we're not charging you criminally, but those actions caused me irreparable damage.
I'm looking for information here. When someone goes to court, they can be charged for murder, they can be charged for manslaughter, they can be charged for jaywalking, they can be charged for assault and battery. For civil lawsuits, are there no charges? I just don't know. I'm asking for information here.
I mean, it's like it depends on the civil lawsuit, but it's like you're charged with breach of contract. Like, so it's like essentially you're just being charged for causing me harm.
He's being charged with sexual abuse. I just read it. Sexual abuse lawsuit against a 17-year-old. Well, what the fuck are you talking about tonight? Yo, there's no way. Okay, I mean, I've stated my opinion. New York, you've been real quiet. New York, bring you in. Me and Blur have been going back and forth. I think my man Blur on tonight. I love him. He's wilding tonight, though. Blur must be trying to do something. He must want diplomatic immunity so he can commit murder or something. New York, what you got, yo?
Nah, I mean, yeah, he did it, you know what I mean? He got to stick with the consequences. You know what I mean? Ain't no diplomatic immunity for that. You know what I mean? Nope. He out of here.
Right, so let me ask
well, I don't even know he out of here. But, yeah, he out of
here. No, he's not out of here. And it's just going to be money, and he's not going to pay it. But let me ask y'all this. So he did it, deal with the consequences. What do y'all think the consequences can be for the U.S.? And do y'all think those consequences are worth the $1 million that he's not going to pay?
Nothing, yo, because the queen is stripping him of his titles. If she didn't want this to happen to her son, she would have let him be and started calling Joe Biden. But you know what she did? She said, bring your dumb ass home. You can't be a prince no more. Put your funny hat in the closet and don't ever look at that shit again. You're a fucking moron. You embarrass me. You embarrass everything else. I'm sorry, U.S., that my son was over there raping your chicks. Thanks for not putting them in jail. You know what we probably got? A favor from New England. Not New England, from England. Not from Massachusetts. We probably
Old
got
England.
Next time you deal with Russia, we'll throw a bomb your way. Thanks for not putting my son in jail. That's what I think. DJ C. Sire, what you think? DJ C. Sire is done.
Done.
So that's
New York, before I go, what do you think? Do you think there's going to be any cost at all to the U.S. suing the Prince of England?
Nah. I mean, like you said, I mean, if he ain't going to pay the money, I mean, gosh, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so, to be honest with you. Other than, I mean, I guess the secondhand embarrassment with the family, if they feel some type of way about it, you know what I mean? But other than that, I don't really think it's going to be anything too detrimental if there was. If it was something else that, you know what I mean, could be swept under the rug or something bigger than this, I already know this is a big one. But, I mean, like, yeah, nah. I don't think nothing detrimental is going to happen.
And see, you know what? I'm going to go half on this because, one, England has always been our cucks for a little while now. Like, they are known around the world as the U.S.'s bitches. And whatever we do, whatever we say, they do, essentially, for the most part. They just listen to whatever we say. And that's been kind of the opinion of England to the U.S. It's been said, the countries who said it out loud. Matter of fact, China said it. And, like, we're not worried about what England does because they'll do whatever the U.S. tells them to do. So maybe there won't be none. Maybe there won't be none. It's not like they're gonna. You're not going to stand up to your big brother now if you ain't stood up to him at all to this point. Probably not.
Hey, you should hope.
That
China
said,
talking to him like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, when the U.S. and China were going back and forth with the little almost Cold War, and then England jumped in it too, like, yo, now we're not fucking with China either. And China was like, we don't give a fuck. We weren't trying to fuck with you. We know you're going to do whatever the U.S. tell you to do. Xi Jinping didn't give a fuck.
I'll
find an article. It was on BBC. It was on BBC News for about 4 days straight when China said that about him. But so maybe they won't do anything because, you know, if you've been somebody's bitch all this time, you're gonna be somebody's bitch. That's just what that is. But look at all the embarrassment the royal family has had up until this point, and now nip on top of it. I'm like, yo, she gotta be sick of the U.S. Y'all sent the little black girl over here to steal my half-grandson. All right, then she came back and really started exposing my family, got our name out here in these tabloids even more, talking about I'm racist, my family racist.
It's her fault.
Pushing all this dirt on my name, and now y'all going to sit out here and let my son get sued for some old sick shit. I know he's sick. I'm going to take care of him. I need y'all to take care of me, and y'all don't? Okay. Okay.
The grandson.
DJ, she's fired back here. Fire you up, blood. She's back here firing you up, son.
He's not a stepbrother.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
He's not a stepchild. He is redheaded. Not a stepchild.
You said the grandson's not a step-grandson. He's a full grandson.
Oh, that boy ain't got... Oh, stop it. Stop it. We're not even going to go down there. That is not Prince William's son. Stop it. That's not her grandson. That's not her grandson. That's Diana's son. That ain't William's son.
Arab. He is not Arab. The dude, like, yo.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Yo.
I'm confused.
The kid look like...
One of the white people was sleeping with a black man before Marco?
He ain't black.
He's Arab?
No, not the... That's what I'm saying.
White Arab?
He's not.
So it's like white Cuban.
Yo,
black
he's redheaded, man. Yo. Yo, when she went to Ireland...
I dated a white Jamaican.
Jesus, they're not white, are they? Aren't they Asian?
No, the girl I had, her mom was French, and her dad was, if she's listening, don't kill me. I forgot. But, yeah, she was
black. Her dad was black.
No, they're white.
Asian?
No, they were from Jamaica.
No, there's Asian Jamaicans.
Ain't no Asian Jamaicans. They from Russia? You know, Russians are Asian.
Nah, there is Asian Jamaicans, though. There is Asian Jamaicans. You ever watch, what's that movie? Was it Shotters? I can't remember. There's definitely some Asian Jamaicans out there.
Is that how the eyes got that way? I'm sorry. I'm just joking. Jamaican weed. Hey, I love it. I got Asian in my blood. I got Asian in my blood.
No, you don't. So you can make the joke.
I love it. I know. They're gonna kill me. Blur, man, you on one tonight, man. But are you done? I don't know. Like, once y'all start talking about the royal family, I'm out of it. I'm not a fan. I don't follow them.
I was just saying that family has been through a lot because of women from the U.S. And at some point,
No, they haven't. Dog, a dude married a black woman. That's not going through anything. I'm not giving that. Look, I shoot white people bail all the time. Just because your white son loves a black woman doesn't mean you going through anything. Matter of fact, if you
wait,
going
bro,
through something.
Whoa. I'm not even talking about him marrying Meghan Markle, who's only half black.
Let me finish. I'm almost done. If you feel like your family is going through something because your kin fell in love with someone of a different race and you had a problem with it, you're not going through something. That's your own racist fault. I don't count that as you going through something. Now, one of your kids out here raping bitches, that shit's on your name. That's pretty bad. Yeah, you're going through something because he individually did something stupid. Just because one of your family fell in love with who just isn't racist, like just because somebody in your family isn't racist and you're upset about it, that ain't you going through nothing in my mind. Just my opinion. I'm just saying I don't count that as – now, if they're going through some other stuff, I may not know about it because I don't follow the royal family. But just because one of your kids dated a black girl and another one raped somebody doesn't mean you had a long year. You had a long year because one of your family raped somebody. That's it.
Okay, now let me go. Because her family has been going through it, not even just this year, but has been going through it when it comes to women from the U.S. Her son married this white woman from the U.S. He didn't pick one of his own kind. He picked a white woman from the U.S., brought her over there, made her the princess of whatever. Know what she did? Cheated on that man and had an illegitimate child. Cheated on that man, had an illegitimate child. Now, the queen of motherfucking England got to sit back there and try to ignore this shit, knowing that's not her grandson. Got to call him prince. Got to give him all, got to share all her money with him because her dumb son, I'm going to call him dumb because he's an idiot, wanted to go over here and pick a U.S. to be the queen, to be the princess. Fast forward. That illegitimate son goes pick a, I'm not even going to bring up the black part, goes pick another chick from the U.S., what does she do? She hold down? No, she come over here complaining about shit. Complaining about tabloids, complaining about being treated fair. You not English. You're a U.S. citizen. Right. Deal with it. Is they know what they do?
The
nah. Then they got to blow up the spot even more and say, nah, we not with this. We out. All right, y'all out. Go ahead. Be gone. I ain't really want y'all over anyway. But no, y'all don't just go off to peace. Nah, y'all go sit down and do a whole interview talking about how racist my family is. I'm not going to keep putting up with this shit from these women in the U.S. Then after that,
because
what happens? Another white woman from the U.S. accuses my son of rape. Cool. Y'all going to go accuse my son of rape again? All right. Don't let that shit go.
Again?
He's not going to jail. Fuck it. It's my son. He under the wing. He under the protection of the royal government. Nothing going to happen to him. Oh, yeah, but we're going to sue him. We're going to drag him through the mud. We're going to have 30, 60 days of a documentary. Then deposition of then testimony about how he raped me when I was 16, 17 years old. Yeah. You're not going to just be able to die in peace. No. You think you're going to go off to sleep at night knowing you got a legacy? Nah, fuck that. We destroying this shit all the way down.
Yeah, why are you so aggressive tonight, yo?
That's how it is. That's exactly what happened. This woman's going to die knowing her legacy. And maybe she's already known her legacy was fucked up, but it's over. It's over for them, and it's all going to be traced back to women from the U.S. And at some point, she can be like, you know what? Fuck the U.S. Prime Minister, you work for me. I may not call the shots, but you work for me. Fuck them. Whatever they need, tell them to shove it up their ass.
You would make
do
maybe
really
she's
not
maybe
that,
she
though.
Don't. I mean, she's an old woman. Maybe she's trying to get into heaven. Maybe she's gonna go out peacefully and say, you know what? It's fine. We did it all to ourselves. It's all our fault. We're just gonna keep on and sucking the U.S. dick. Whatever they need, give it to them.
I mean, that's the way to end it. I feel like you're out of your mind, New York. What you got? Anything? You tried to jump in there.
Nah, I said, yeah, I mean, I can't imagine them talking reckless after what China said to them. I can't imagine them talking reckless to us. Nope.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure China says a lot of things about everybody. You know, right? That's the way China just rules. All right, man. So, Blur, are you done with your nonsense?
I don't know nothing about no nonsense, but yeah, I'm good.
All right, so
don't
we,
be surprised. Just remember, you heard it here first. If Queen Elizabeth or whatever her name is, before she get out of here, she tell Boris Cujo, whatever his name is, the Prime Minister, yo, fuck the Americans. Just don't be surprised if
so,
that's how shit pop off.
So, you believe Britain is going to go to war with America because we didn't allow her grandson to rape one of our citizens?
War? No, they ain't going to war with us. Fuck, no. No, they ain't going to go to war with us. They know better than that. No. But they're going to need a vote. in the UN or some shit. So he was like, nah, we needed that shit to go away with Prince William. Nah, y'all not getting this vote. We're going to side with China on this one.
You know what I just realized? I know why you're acting like this. You finally feel better from COVID. That's what it is. You got your energy back. You back to 100%. You're talking crazy. Welcome back, Blur. I'm just glad to hear that you're in good spirits. I didn't realize it now, but I just came to you. Welcome back, Blur. I'm glad you're back in good spirits and back to 100%.
New York, DJ T-Sire, just pay attention. It's going to come across the ticker at some point. Pay attention to your international news. They're like, oh, shit, surprise vote in the UN. The UK didn't side with US. They went ahead and went the other way, and now China got all the mining rights to Africa.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to the next subject, as Blur ended that. So, yo, the hottest news in the street. All right, so let's say rest in peace, Sidney Poitier. We're halfway through. We got about 45 minutes left. Sidney Poitier passed. You know, I feel like these old people are starting to drop off pretty quickly. But Sidney Poitier, you know, great actor. If you ever get a chance, read his book, Measure of a Man. He's not really preachy. I didn't realize he was bohemian. His mom tried to kill him a lot when he was a kid. Especially throwing them in the ocean, and it's just nuts. But
makes sense.
I know island people are crazy, which is why, again, the girl I dated from Jamaica, we didn't work out, not because I didn't care about her. I didn't think she was great. She was nuts. And I don't do well with nuts. I hope if you're listening and wherever you're at, I hope you're doing well, though. I do pray for you. But it's a great book. Rest in peace, Sidney Poitier. Do y'all got any thing about Sidney Poitier before we move on to Bob Saget real quick? Anything?
Sidney Poitier was kind of my OG. Like, that was the first actor whose name I actually knew. One of my mom's favorite movies was To Sir With Love, and I kind of liked it. It's like one of those things, whenever she would watch it, I would be really into it as well. So, yeah, it was sad to see him go, man. I was He lived a long life, but still sad to see him go.
New York, do you know who Sidney Poitier is?
Nah, I don't, but rest in peace to that man. Rest in peace to that man.
Oh,
my
gosh. I thought New York was...
Yeah, New York is...
Because
in...
you always assume he doesn't know.
Because he's my art home. Like, he's in the art. He's into fashion and design.
New York, you have an assignment. Three movies you gotta watch. I mean, unfortunately, Cosby's in it, but you have to watch.
If they lock Cosby up, fuck that Brit.
Oh, go ahead.
Uptown Saturday Night. Piece of the Action.
Just do Uptown Saturday Night for right now.
Let's do it again. Let's watch all three of them.
Let's do it again.
All of them are great. It's Sidney Poitier and Bill Cosby. Poitier is a straight man. Cosby, of course, is the comic relief, and they're hilarious. They're one of my favorite 70s movies. So, but at least, like Beach Bum Gun said, at least Uptown Saturday Night.
Uptown Saturday.
So,
yeah, it's just cool comedy.
It's not classic Poitier. Like, it's a little bit funnier than a lot of his other movies because he's really big on being like the lead, kind of romantic lead guy. But it's classic. So yeah, recipe.
Yeah, definitely gotta check that out. I mean, you like different artistic stuff. Sidney Poitier is one of the types you would enjoy. Real smooth dude. Bob Saget died. I didn't watch Full House. Not a big fan. Full House wasn't my thing. But when he showed up in Half Baked and dropped that "You ever suck dick for coke" line, it's one of the funniest. No, he said you're in here for weed. Weed's not a drug. Did you ever suck dick for coke? Like, he's trying to tell him that's what I'm telling you. Look it up. It's one of the funniest lines in movie history for me. Like, one of the shocking lines. But he wasn't without controversy. because, you know, looking at Bob Saget, I mean, we'll get to that in a minute, but, you know, there's a couple of things out there with Bob Saget, and if you look at his roast, it's really talking about him being liking little kids. Like, there's a lot of jokes on him, but I don't know how true they are or not. But, you know, Bob Saget was one of those, in our timeline, was one of those real, real famous people. And he apparently just died in his sleep. And he went back on the comedy road and was out there. I wonder if the Epstein people got him. Yeah. Now that I think about it, now that we're on this.
Since he's a pedophile now?
Yeah.
Oh, so you believe he is now?
I will say that I think there might be some merit to it because of the roast I saw.
But you can't say that the roast was a joke? Was it him getting roasted?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And everyone accused him of having sex with the Olsen twins or being inappropriate to him. It wasn't like he was just one person, because if one person had the jokes, I'm like, it was every single. They said one of the jokes was, hey, I was on set with Bob Saget on Full House, and he was like, how can I tell Mary, Kate, and Ashley apart? And he was like, Kate swallows. And I was just like, oh, that didn't age well.
They're both supposed to be.
But weren't they like four?
Yeah, they're like six. I mean, they're babies. But it's a rose that's supposed to be wild and inappropriate.
Yeah,
I mean, Ted Danson wore blackface
four people. No, he did.
Yeah, they were dating.
Oh, no. I guess you can't accuse him of racism. All right, but so what y'all got on Bob Saget? Blair, what you got?
Yeah, man, this was another staple from growing up, man. I was surprised to see him go because he's so young, I guess relatively young. But Bob Saget, like, if you grew up in the 80s or, I guess, the late 80s, 90s, you remember Full House. But people forget or sleep on the importance of America's Funniest Home Videos and what that is. Like, that was the blueprint. That was, like, the OG for almost all the social media and all the posts that social media do. And what's the joint with Robin Big or Rob Dyrdek and all those other shows where just be showing people getting fucked up? Like, that's just America's Funniest Home Video just evolved. And he had that thing running, like, must-see TV for a long time.
Yeah, Robin Big took, not Robin Big, but, yeah, what was that show? Because they stole it from my man. What show did we use? Yeah, Tosh.0. I thought he was the first one, but Blur makes a great point. America's Funniest Home Videos was that before anything. Because I thought Tosh.0
was before Tosh.0, there was a Chat Soup or Talk Chat Soup with the dude from Community. I can't remember his name right now. All the same dude. Yeah, it was just people just showing videos of stuff they found online that was funny. Like, that was America's Funniest Home Video, and that was at a time where everybody didn't have smartphones. Like, people had their whole big VCRs on their shoulder walking around recording stuff and sending that in.
Yeah.
Well, he was like the second host. The first host of Talk Soup was my man. No, I can't think of his name. But anyway, yeah.
What's this fake Bobby Brown song?
Ain't no humping around.
That ain't
Bobby
Brown.
That's the policy.
Oh, okay.
That's
But, Leor, do you know who Bob Saget is?
Yeah, I know. I do remember him from Half Big. I do remember that. I do remember that. Rest in peace to that man. I had no idea about the America's Home, what's it called, the funniest videos. I had no idea. That's knowledge to me.
Okay. Yeah, that's a classic. Now, it did start opening up to conversation of, because Bob Saget admitted that there was one of the Olsen twins had like a lifestyle doll, and he used to make out to it. And he admitted to it. So they accused him of pedophilia, even though he's never really been, like, charged or been with a little kid. And, like, so they were having this discussion. And I thought and, like, I'm like, all right, well, you know, like, maybe he was just, like, again, you know, Bob Saget, you know, his humor, if you ever watch his stand-up, it's pretty dirty. It's pretty raunchy. Like, maybe this is just a bad joke at a bad time. I feel as though, like, I always try to put myself in the position of, if I had two daughters and you're acting like you're having sex with one of their life-size dolls, and apparently this was in front of the daughters. I don't know how old they were at this time. I don't know if they were, like, 16, 17, where they could kind of get the joke or not. If they were, like, 4 or 5, like, I'm beating his ass. I don't know if this was just a bad joke gone wrong, but it just had me. But I'm like, okay, so I don't know anything about the situation, so I can't really, like, make a good point on it. But what it had me thinking was, if your kid's over 2 years old and sleeps in the bed for you, are you a pedophile?
No, man, just because you're sleeping in the bed with your own child, you're not a pedophile.
Why are you sleeping in the bed with a kid, though? When Michael Jackson did it, we called him a pedophile.
Those weren't his kids.
Okay, we just said how the Queen of England and all them was marrying their cousins and stuff. What's the difference? Like, if you're sleeping with your kids, you might got that pedophile gene. I can't sleep with my kid. I love my kid more than anything. I'd die tonight for my kid if I could give him a happy life. Yo, he can't sleep in my bed. Like, he just can't. Like, one, it's too hot. I don't want him on me. I don't want him touching me. Sleep in your own bed. I love you to death. If you're not feeling well, you need to curl up in the bed until you fall asleep because you feel comfortable, or if it's a loud storm and you're scared and you need to feel that safety. I get it. Once you start snoring, you're going back in your bed, son. So
ain't nothing wrong with your baby jumping in the bed with you, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing creepy about it.
I think it's creepy. Until what age? What's the age where it's creepy? I said past 2.
My nieces used to try to go get in the bed, but I was staying with my parents when I moved back to Jersey. My nieces used to try to go get in the bed with my parents, and they were in, like, I guess kindergarten, so what's that, like 5? And I used to stop them every night. I'm like, nah, man, stay out of grandpa and pop and mama's room. Stay out their room. Go get back in your bed. Because I thought that was a little creepy. I thought that was a little weird. Like, nah, man. Nah. And it was my mom and my dad, but still. I'm like, nah, y'all get laid. I mean, that's like 4 or 5, though. And I don't know. That's grandparents. That's not parents. But, yeah, I think when you – I'll say 5.
I mean, I'm cool with accepting 2 being too young. You know, because 2, your kids are still, like, afraid of everything that they don't understand. I just wanted to make sure. I mean, we made sure our kid knew how to sleep in his own room early. But I'll say 5, too. Like, if your kid's 5 and older and still sleeping with you, I think you might got the pedophile gene.
I feel like you, I mean, I won't go as far as saying you're pedophile, but.
No, of course not.
Because
I got friends who kids
but
still
you're using that as a comfort. You're sleeping with your child for some kind of comfort that your child doesn't need. Like, a child doesn't need to be comforted. I don't feel like at that age at night by a parent at that age. So who's being comforted at this point? You are. And why do you need comfort of a small child? You don't.
But see, that could just be a personality. Because this really isn't about judging people who sleep with their kids, because just because I don't doesn't mean I'm better or I'm even right, because I don't really know. I don't know what the psychology is. I'm not a psychologist. My whole standpoint in this is you can't accuse somebody of being a pedophile if you sleep with kids. That's all I was really trying to get to. Like, I don't know if it's wrong or it's right. I don't personally do it, but you can't call someone a pedophile if you still sleep with your own kids, because you look like the pedophile. That's it.
And again, I'm not judging. As long as you ain't touching them, as long as both of y'all are comfortable. And again, maybe it's one of those nursing things and nurturing things that we lost coming from Africa.
First time you get feet on your chest.
Oh, yeah, my kids. Maybe just because our kids.
No,
because
there's people that sleep with their kids and says that their kids do the same thing. I'm like, okay, well, then that's the last night that you get to sleep with me when your feet is in almost, you know, kick me in the head. No.
My kid is the second most important thing in my life, next to my wife. And that's a close second. Because I can trade in my wife any day. I can never trade in my kid. My kid stinks, man. Like, I don't know. Hey. I don't know how these people sleep with kids. And the kids be funky. Maybe it's just my kid. But even like when he get out the shower, I got to check him. They got like, yo, you got to make sure you got your body odor in order, man. Because nobody going to want to talk to you if you're funky. And I can imagine him getting in my bed with them funky underarms. So that was just my observation. No judgment. I got a lot of, and I feel comfortable talking about this because I got a lot of friends that still sleep with their kids, and their kids still get in the bed with them. They know it's all jokes and all love. You just can't be calling other people pedophiles if you still sleep with your kids. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. New York
I don't know. If your kid is 4 years, if your kid is 3-4 year old still jumping in the bed with you, it might look a little weird. But go ahead and call R. Kelly a pedophile. You have full right to call R. Kelly and even Michael Jackson a pedophile. You're not on any level. Y'all not in the same boat.
But if you wait 12 more months, then you're a pedophile by your standards. Because once you hit 5, you shouldn't do it.
No, because again, if it's your kid and they just jumping in the bed with you, it may look weird. Like, I mean, I saw like a 7-year-old breastfeeding 1 year. They might have been more. They're like 7 or 8. Breastfeeding, I was like, yo, that's weird. But, you know, to each their own. I'm not a pedophile. It's each their own. But you can still go ahead and call R. Kelly and them pedophiles.
No, breastfeeding is different because they're still getting nutrients. It looks a little weird to me, but at least you're feeding them. And, look, I'm not even talking about, like, when you got to go on one of them family vacations because my family was broke. If y'all all got to hop in the bed because that's all mom and dad could afford that night, I'm talking to the privileged of us. A lot of us is privileged. My son has, what's he got, a full-size bed? Like, he can roll over twice. Like, he can piss on one side and sleep on the other side and still be good. He don't need to sleep with dad. And dad got a king. He can fit. Nah, you got your own bed. Get out.
Yo, is a full-size bed privileged? Having a full-size bed as a kid, is that privilege?
When you 5 and got a full-size bed, yeah. I mean, it's not like his feet can go from one end to the other.
I had a twin-size bed because I was probably, I don't know. Should have probably had a twin-size bed. I was in college.
I mean, God.
I mean, until after college.
God bless my parents. They saw my size pretty early. I think I had at least a full in high school. Now, it might have been my grandmama's. I don't think they bought me a brand new mattress. It might have been from somebody else. But I think. You had a twin in high school?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Blur, what size was y'all bed? What size was y'all bed?
I ain't even going front. I don't know for certain, but I feel like it was a full size bed. I mean. It wasn't small. It feels small.
New York. What size bed? You from New York, y'all? I know you had a twin. Y'all don't have no space. I don't think y'all can pull an elevator.
What? We had a bunk bed and a twin all in the same room, yo. There's about like 4 people in that room. It was crazy. I got a queen now, though. I got a queen now. I ain't never going back. Last time I had a twin was definitely in college, but I ain't never going back.
Shoot,
in
college you definitely a twin. It was that
what
is it, that extra twin or whatever they call it.
I had a twin in college.
Yeah.
It was awful.
See, shoot, I don't think we straight twins.
I probably got CTE from banging my head against the cinder block walls in college because that bed was so small. Like, that was the driving force for me convincing my mom to let me have an apartment off campus. I was like, yo, I can't
get a good night's sleep in here. And she would look at the bed and, like, I can fully understand it. Like, it was bad. Did y'all have twins in college? DJ T-Siren?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know black schools treated y'all better.
It was an extra, it's like the extra twin. I don't know. It was like a little bit longer, but it wasn't full.
Okay.
It's like that. It's some little size between twin and full because it was a pull-out bed.
Mm. Yeah, pull-out beds?
They were couch beds. They were like day beds. So, like,
sleeping on a futon all semester. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, fucked up.
But it has storage.
They gave her a futon.
We had two futons.
What about you, Blair? Did y'all have a twin in college or they gave you an upgrade in your dorm? Did you ever stay in
the dorm?
Or did you...
No, I stayed in the dorms my freshman year, so I was in the dorm for a year and a half. My situation's weird, though, because I was in the honors dorm, and so my bed was bigger because I had, like, a private room or I had a suite, so it wasn't, like, the regular dorms. Like, I remember, like, going to my people's room, and I think their beds might have been, like, twins, I guess, but mine was bigger.
Oh, they gave y'all fulls?
Yeah, I think I had a full.
Mm. Man, that's crazy, yo. Queen, welcome to the show. Did you have a twin bed in college, or did you upgrade?
Wait, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What size bed did you start off with? What size bed did you have in high school at your parents' crib?
A twin. A twin bed.
See? Okay. And now when you got to college, what did you get?
With college, I actually I was living at home at a dorm, so I had a queen size bed by that time.
Oh, okay. And what do you got now?
A queen size bed.
You ain't never going back to that twin, are you?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm glad to have you on the show. Welcome. I don't know how we got on the bed topic, on size of the bed.
Sleeping in the bed with the kids.
Oh, yeah, sleeping in the bed with quick. Hey, Queen, here you go. You just got here. You can close this out. Do you think people who sleep with their kids are pedophiles? Okay, that's a wrong way to say it, right? Do you think people who sleep with their kids should be allowed to accuse someone else of being a pedophile?
No, I don't think so. I also think it depends on the kid's age. Like, if your kid is, like, I would say middle school age, between the ages of 11 to 13, then it's time for them to sleep in their own bed. But I have, like, met parents who have their kids still sleep with them in their beds, and they should not be accusing anyone of being a pedophile. Like, especially if it's, like, a boy and you're a mom, I don't think your son should be sleeping in the bed with you.
Yo, you That's said 11, wrong. 13. Yeah, if your dick's getting hard,
yeah.
Don't come anywhere in my bed. Like, don't even
exactly.
Like, sit on the edge of it. If you're at the age where your dick's
You're, like,
getting
you're
hard.
Hitting puberty and you're discovering things to go in your room. You should have been in your room by the age of 2. That's how I feel like.
I
mean, no matter
if you're
like 9 months old.
Look, I don't even like our son using our bathroom. Only time I let him use our bathroom is when we have guests, so we clean up the bathroom so he don't mess up the guest bathroom. But I need to make sure all these pubic hairs in this bathroom is either mine or my wife's. But, you know.
I 100% agree.
Hey,
that's you guys' privacy.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you raise an adult. You want them to flee the crib and be free and But again, I'm also not that. I know personally, I don't have that. You know, like I'm not like real huggy touchy. You know what I mean? So I don't know if that's just a
thing
of comfort. We're not a loving couple. Your family's not a loving couple. No, they're not. I haven't seen your mom.
You
your family's not a loving family.
Yes, they are.
When's the last time your mom and dad held hands, you think?
I don't know.
That's like a... We're not a loving couple.
What are you judging loving?
Like, not. Of course, we love. Stop. Just hear me out. No. But there are people. Ain't that one of the love languages? Touching. There are people who are like that, who like the physical contact, the public display of affection, and they may also like that love, feel physical. Let me hold you and comfort you on my bosom tight. We're just not like that. Yeah, when I want some ass.
Oh, not
like
that. Anyway.
We don't hold hands. From the outside, people would think we're really good friends.
Really?
If we didn't have a kid that looked like you walking around, they would think we're probably just really good friends.
That's not true. You look at other couples, you don't see couples all up there.
Okay, so I'm about to put my man New York on the spot. Let me ask you this. When's the last time you held your girl's hand?
We're
getting
cool.
Into some crazy topic.
Sunday.
Queen, when's the last time you held your boyfriend's hand? I know the answer. I just don't wanna make it too.
It was definitely like, yeah, Sunday. We're like a very lovey couple, dovey couple. We don't like show too much PDA or whatever, but we may hold hands every once in a while when we're out. And then I'll be like, okay, I'll give back my hand. But, yeah.
Blur. Let me just get the blur. Can I get the blur without you jumping in? Blur. Are you and the people you date real lovey dovey? Like, y'all be holding hands, like when y'all be going on dates? Like, so are you the type where like when you go out to dinner and you sit in the booth, do y'all sit on the same side of the booth?
No.
He's got a cold heart.
It's so whack.
No, I don't do the same side of the booth stuff. And not too much like holding hands, but for some reason in the car, the girl I'm with, she like holding hands in the car. Like if I'm driving, she forces me to drive with one hand because I got to hold her hand. And when she's driving, she forces me to hold her hand. So she drives with one hand. It's kind of weird to me, but it's like, all right, if that's what you want to do. But when we out in the public, now we ain't holding hands.
See, that's a – she has
– we've done that before.
What, hold hands?
In the car.
Yeah, because I've grabbed your hand because I had to figure out if I still liked you or not. But it's not like you approach me with any love.
That is not true. You lie. I hugged you.
Yeah, you hugged me because you had a shitty day.
That's still morning comfort.
Okay, let's not get into us and our therapy.
I mean, if you want to do something different, you can.
Oh, don't give me the green light.
No, not to be with someone else. I mean, if you want to change your behavior.
Wake up with a dick on your back. But I'm just saying that there may be a chance.
Can I go back to my original statement, which was my family was loving, but I didn't sleep in the bed. That's what I was going to say. Thank you.
I would love to hear if your brother slept in the bed.
He didn't. I was there. I mean, I'm
no, you scared. Weren't. You're younger. You
was only what, 4 years. I wasn't around.
But y'all slept in a trailer. It couldn't have been more. Y'all grew up in a trailer. Like, y'all didn't each have bedrooms, right?
Yeah. Well, no, we had the same bedroom.
You and your brother, right? Okay. I would love for you to text your mom and ask, when did y'all stop sleeping in that bed? Because I got your brother sleeping in the bed till he was about 8. You're a little stubborn. You're a little mean and cold-hearted. I got you not being in there about 2. Like, Mom, if you're listening, because I think me and my sister are opposite this way. There's a good chance I didn't sleep in my parents' bed. But, I mean, I remember I used to climb in my parents' bed and sometimes, like, when I was sick and all that stuff. But stop it. You're smacking her on the ass. So, Mom, when did we stop sleeping in y'all bed? Like, I'm just like to know. But, all right, I mean, we spent way too long on that. Anybody else got anything? Stop sleeping with kids. If you're going to get upset with somebody else sleeping with kids. That's all I'm saying. That was my whole point. Anybody else got anything before we move on? Because we only got, we only got like 24 minutes. All right, so Drake had sex with a chick with a condom on. And then apparently he went to the bathroom, took the condom off, dumped hot sauce in it to kill the sperm, tied the condom up, threw it in the trash. The chick got up, went to the bathroom, got the condom out of the trash, untied the condom, tried to pour it in her vagina, and got met with hot sauce sperm. Did she deserve it?
Yes. That was a good idea. Clearly, he knew who he was dealing with. I mean, I didn't even know the situation because I was very confused about hot sauce to condom. I was like, is this a new sex thing? Was it someone needed something tingling? I was very confused, but now that she told the story, she deserved it. She deserved hot vagina. She deserved burning vagina. And good job, Drake, for doing whatever he needs to do. and understanding who he was dealing with. I'm sorry. Now it's time for you to go to the doctor because that's... Because cayenne pepper to vagina does not sound like a good thing. All right.
Queen.
I do think she deserved it because, like you... Seriously, I'm really not going to go in the bathroom and get condom out the trash. Like, that's just nasty. But he knew what she was doing. He knew. But it's funny how I heard that she took a picture of her vagina and posted on the internet to show how burnt it was. And,
ooh.
Well, she did she not see it was red? Did she think his sperm was red? Did she not know what color? Did she not know it should be clearer, whitish?
Blur.
You're dumb. You thought it was bloody sperm? She not right. You ain't smart.
He's Canadian. Maybe he got something different. Maybe he was the redhead.
No.
So for the reason that DJ 2000 was just saying. Go ahead, Blur. For the reasons DJ 2000 was just saying and others, I'm calling fake news on this. I'm calling this is some clout chasing BS that is just fake news that Drake ain't going to take the time to even respond to or correct. I don't think any of this happened. I'm 50-50 on if she slept with Drake at all. I mean, she went into detail or somewhat detail about the sex and everything, 20 minutes, how long he was and stuff like that. Just like I think you would see hot sauce in the condom. All right, so you say, all right, maybe the condom was black. Maybe she couldn't see through it. Okay, Drake, you in your own house. Why are you taking those measures when you could just flush it down the toilet?
Thank you. That's why I'm going to call Drake an idiot.
Like, that's why I'm calling this fake news. Like, why would you go through the hassle of getting hot sauce in your bathroom to pour it in the condom, to tie it up, to toss it in the trash, when you could have dumped the condom in the toilet and been done with it from the beginning? Like, it seems like a lot of steps, a lot of extra steps for no reason. I'm calling it BS on this one.
Now, I think Drake admitted that he did it. I don't know if I saw that officially,
But I thought there was a report that said Drake was like, yeah, I pour hot sauce in my condoms to kill the sperm.
Maybe they're both all in on it just for some news, just for some clout.
That was, that was her story when she said, like, she asked Drake about what happened, like, why is it burned or whatever, or when he came to check on her, she told he her story that he said he does that to kill the sperm. I don't know if he came out and said that afterward, but that was part of her story. And Drake ran in because she screamed. Drake ran in. It was like, and she's like, oh, it burned. And she told him what she did. And he was like, yeah, I pour hot sauce in there to kill it. I don't know. I'm not believing this one.
Okay. New York.
All I'm saying is I wish I would have known about that, you know what I mean? What type of hot sauce that was used, you know what I mean? I never knew that. I never even think about that, you know what I mean? Maybe even at that, I don't even know why he would toss him in the trash can in the first place. You got all that money, trash can, the trash can, you know what I mean? Nah, you got to keep that on your body until after you leave the hotel, you're ready to dispose of it discreetly, you know what I mean? Because you already know how many people out to get you, you know what I mean? But nah, definitely accountability on Shorty's part. I don't even know why would you even, what was going through her head to dig to the trash can, even untie it, just to, nah. She wild for that. She's bugging.
So, let me get this straight. You would have had sex with this woman, busting the condom, and leave the condom on until he leaves?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? You gotta take those certain type of measures when you were that high of a status, you know what I mean? You gotta do that. And I don't even know, like, yeah, if it was a color condom, I don't know how many people use a color condoms nowadays. It's not like college days no more, you know what I mean? I don't think nobody get the variety pack with all the colors on it. I don't know. Shorty should have seen that.
Yeah, that's crazy. DJ C-Sire?
Does hot sauce really kill sperm?
That's another thing. I wanted all you guys to go first, you know. But that was my two thoughts on the story. First off, why not just flush it in the toilet? Like, I think you're an idiot if you feel like you have to put hot sauce in the condom and tie it up to throw it away when you're pretty much always near something that drains. Two, where did you research that hot sauce kills sperm? I'm not saying he's wrong.
Right. But why hot sauce? Listerine. Like, is this because you really think she's going to put it in her vagina so you do hot sauce so it doesn't harm her or something? But it's like,
Why not just pour the, take the condom off, turn on the water, and just, like, drain the condom out? Like, just
that's too much work, B.
That come before hot that sauce. Look.
That's too much work.
Listerine.
After sex. Oh, we can
that
do the Listerine, but I tell you, after sex, I'm not waiting to drain the condom out, yo. I'm not sitting in the bathroom sink draining that shit out. Sweet, nah. That's not happening for me.
But you want to pour hot sauce in it. Isn't that the same amount of energy?
But see, and this is the third and final thing I had to say about this story that I wrote down. If you're having sex with someone that you feel like you have to pour hot sauce in the condom afterwards with, you probably shouldn't be having sex with them. Because you obviously came prepared, unless you just came from getting the chicken box and thought, oh, no Listerine, I got some hot sauce in my pocket because we just ate five wings and french fries. I thought it was a phenomenal story. Anybody got anything left on a chick dumping? Can you get pregnant after a dude busts in a condom? And, like, how long does sperm live in a condom?
There's some time. I don't think they die off. I think they can live outside. They can live outside of the
of your nuts?
Or, yeah, a little bit. I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty sure there is a specific time frame.
I think it all depends on the environment. Like, if it's moist, then it can live for, like, up to 2 days, I believe.
See, so that's why people.
No, go ahead.
Now I said that's why you gotta check the type of condoms you buy. You gotta get the condoms that say, you know what I mean, the spermicide that kills the sperm cells, you know what I mean? You gotta take all that.
Good point, New York. You just bought a condom with spermicide in it.
You don't want the insulated condoms. They keep them warm.
Well,
keep them alive
longer.
Blur, you got anything?
That was spot on. I was thinking the same thing, man. Gotta get the spermicide, and again, I'm still gonna call BS on the whole story. But if you are out there doing it, just flush it. Just flush it. If you don't want to flush it, just leave it on, like, or take it off and throw it in your pocket. Like, I'm pretty sure I remember. I don't know why, but I'm pretty sure I remember like wrapping, like, balling the condom up, like tying it off, wrapping it in tissue and putting it in my pocket for some reason. I don't remember exactly why, like, until I got out the shorty crib and I wanted somewhere to throw it away. But, yeah, there's too many options available before you get to the point of pouring hot sauce in it.
Yeah, that's got to be the last straw. I mean, it's just – I mean, I don't even think it should be the last straw. I think there's so many more viable options before you come to pouring hot sauce in a condom. Because now you're, like, holding the condom steady. Like, did you take the condom off with your hand and then rip the hot sauce? Or did you, like, take the condom off, put it in the other hand, and then grab the hot sauce with the same hand and then put your mouth on it to open the hot sauce packet up? Now you got nut on your teeth. Like,
well,
it's just too dangerous.
Was it a bottle of hot sauce?
If he has a bottle of hot sauce in the bathroom...
He could have hidden it.
I guess Hillary had it in her bag. Maybe that's why Hillary kept it in the bag. She learned from Bill. Anytime Bill fuck up, she throw some hot sauce in his condom. That's pretty bad, man. Shout out to people who still using condoms. thank goodness for y'all. I guess Drake learned after having a baby with his baby mama. He used them condoms. Good for him. It only takes once.
Well, kind of too late.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he lost half of his estate. I mean, go see your kid, so that's great. But, you know, I guess everything of his estate is going to go.
Well, I mean, how does that work?
I mean, just kid. When we die, everything goes to Julius. All right.
I'm pretty sure your will, you can't get it
from
somebody else. You don't.
All right. So is that it on the Drake topic?
You know, that reminded me of something, because I don't remember, you know, if y'all saw, it was like a year or two ago. This chick I follow on Instagram, she got pictures, like, with Drake or whatever, and everybody saying, yo, she's sleeping with Drake. And she probably was, because I mentioned it on here before. She went from, like, being homeless, and now she owns a hotel. But, like, she got her OnlyFans or whatever, and I guess she's, like, an escort. Like, I didn't know for a while. I thought maybe she was just, like, doing, like, the Instagram model stuff. But she has videos of, like, with certain celebrities and everything and just regular people doing the porn, I guess. And it's, like, on her Instagram, she's got one video. It's her and another chick, and, like, Trey Songz is spitting in their mouth and everything. They licking his stomach. And then the very next video is her dancing with her daughter.
Hmm.
And it got me thinking about this, because this is, like, the first time I remember her, like, getting her name really out there was, like, she was photographed with Drake. And people were like, yo, you don't get that close to Drake unless you were meant to be that close to Drake. I'm like, yo, that's got to be some type of violation. Like, now, I know it's your own Instagram, but, like, one video is you, like, Trey Songz spitting, like, in your face, in your mouth, and you licking on his stomach. And then the very next video is you doing a TikTok dance with your daughter. Like, there's got to be, like, there's got to be a violation. Like, am I tripping? Or is it foul?
I just hope she used hot sauce before she kissed her.
You know, get it? Kill all the bad joke.
Nah, you got to kill the mama.
Yeah,
yo.
Kill the mama. Yeah, I mean, I guess you can't control with your timeline. I never understood the fascination about spitting in other people's mouth. Like, I mean, I enjoy kissing, I guess. Kissing is enjoyable, but I never want to, like gather the spit into my mouth and put it in someone else. I don't understand what enjoyment I would get. And I don't understand why anyone would want that texture in their mouth to drink. Like, my spit can't taste good. I've been drinking liquor since I was about 12 years old. I smoke cigars. Like, no one wants my spit in their mouth.
You have a fresh breath. It's
never. Well, thanks. I've always brushed well. Yeah. You know, and I get my teeth clean 3 times a year.
Yeah.
And pay for it. But, like, do you want me to hot spit in your mouth? Like, is that attractive to you?
No. And
you
I'm,
said try stuff new earlier. You want me to spit on you? I'll spit on you. Nah, I'm not going to.
Thankfully.
You
want to be Thor? I'll be Thor. No, it's just I have PTSD about spit.
Oh, somebody, some dude already spit in your mouth before? I'll divorce
mouth,
you today.
But he had some gum issues. Because I'm in pharmacy school, I know what you're, like, you had mouthwash, and I knew the mouthwash was medicated. And it was for gum.
Halitosis?
Yeah, like a gum disease kind of thing going on. And he licked my face.
Ugh.
Like, it was, like, trying to be funny.
And you got the stench on it?
And your breath wasn't good. Like, you're the last person.
That should be playing like that?
That should be licking people in the face. Like, it might be halfway acceptable if you, if you had a decent mouth, and so.
You had a dude dog lick you.
Oh.
He's a nasty, nasty girl.
I'm so disgusted. Like, I didn't, like, what do you know? Like, it's your.
Yeah, look, my shout out. I guess I can't say his name. He had a girl who he dated with halitosis. I ain't never seen a man buy so much wintergreen gum and Altoids. He said he kept them in his pocket, you know. Said in the morning he'd roll over. She'd be like, hey, babe, he hand her. Put an Altoid right in her mouth.
Lost.
Well, I mean, this is when we're in college. She didn't know, but she was a good-looking girl, too, man. It's amazing. That's what they say. Don't they say Beyonce got bad breath?
Yes.
I don't believe she has bad breath. She has too much money to have bad breath. Anything that's
maybe
going in
she
there
is
got
one point time.
People I mean, got new teeth. I don't believe
long,
that.
That was a long time ago.
Man.
So maybe, you know, she might have just been one bad night.
Yeah, I mean, she works out a lot.
Yeah, you never know. Because, I mean, she likes Popeye.
Does she? Hot sauce.
She, she likes Popeye so much. Popeye gave her, a Popeye card. She can have,
no way.
Oh, yeah.
Why do people like Popeye so much? Shout out to 8 Point. 8 Point loves Popeye. You think it's the best chicken around? I just think it's like chain chicken. But, I mean, but they're from that South. You know, Houston, New Orleans, so.
Yeah.
Man, yo. So, y'all got anything? Y'all ever been?
Trey Songz.
Oh, yeah. Trey Songz got accused of rape, too, didn't he?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Man, yo.
When you put spit in people's mouth, some people probably didn't want it.
Jeez, yo, that's scary. I mean, that's scary for a guy. I mean, if a woman is willing to take a condom out of a trash can, untie it, and dump it in her, and it has hot sauce in it, I'm sure she's capable of accusing someone of falsifying rape. But some of this stuff is, like, also dudes, like, telling the woman, nah, you good, we good. Like, just relax, come on, and putting them in bad situations where they, I don't know, man, it's weird. I don't think I've ever been in a position where a woman didn't want to. I'm never going to say, like, we haven't been inebriated. Like, I've never had, like, inebriated sex and high sex before. Like, you know, especially in college you're talking about. But, you know, this ain't, like, his first accusation, right?
Not first.
This is like 5 or 6, right?
I don't know how many.
Yeah, I don't know how many.
Blur? He might.
Blur
might
know.
There's
been a couple of them.
Yeah, that's scary. It's like one time might be a mistake. You start getting to a couple, and it looks like a pattern.
And that's always weird for people, like, not even just like celebrities who, you know what I mean, could probably, at least the opinion is like, yo, these are sought-after celebrities. They can have anybody they want. But you're rich. Like, I just had the video of him with the two escorts, and, like, they put that out. I think they might have wanted to pay him for that. Like, just pay for it. You can always get somebody to come to you.
Yeah, I don't understand why this becomes a problem, but I'm also not rich and famous.
Sometimes it's not as fun if someone's willing.
Really?
It's an attitude.
Is that like depression sex?
No, it's power.
Like, who doesn't want a girl who wants them to have sex with you? I guess if everyone you feel like is always willing to have sex with you, you become attracted to people who don't want to have sex with you, and that's why you rape them. I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out. I don't know. I don't know. It's just it's weird to me, but I mean, I guess I've never been in a position where, like, I've never wanted to have sex with a woman who didn't want to have sex with me. Hell, I was half the time, I was shocked that these women wanted to have sex with me. I was like, oh, really? You feel the same way? Sure, let's go. I didn't realize making you laugh could do that to you. But yeah, man. So shout out to Trey Songz. Hope it's not true, but you know, if it is, you might have to get off these streets, man. But you know, these Virginia kids, man, got issues, man. I hope Julius ain't. Hope our son don't end up like some of these Virginia kids, man. All these Virginia kids can't keep it together, man. They get cornrows and go out. I'm keeping my son with a fade. Every time they get cornrows, they go off the rails.
It's this whole area, look, from
Happenhead
to Virginia Beach.
Happenhead to Virginia Beach. It's crazy. All right, man. I think that's it for tonight. We got out of here. Queen dropped off. Y'all got anything else? No. All right, man. Good conversation. What'd you say, Blur?
Oh, no, I'm saying that was just it for me.
All right. Blur wild out on us tonight, but we're glad to have him back and healthy. Glad you survived the vid. You sound good. You sound healthy. You sound strong. So we're glad to have you back. DJ C-Sign, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Good night. Have a wonderful week. Be safe out there in the
streets.
Please wear a mask.
Yeah, it's getting cold out here. Shout out to my man Black. He getting married this weekend, so headed up north to Maryland, go see some of the folks and some homies. New York, let me know what you're doing this weekend. I should be in town either tomorrow night or Saturday night. Celebrate my man getting married. It's been a He had to cancel his wedding like twice, man, because of COVID. So he finally said, fuck it, he's going to do it anyway, no matter what. Be safe out there. You're right, DJ C-Sign. This Omicron still out here knocking people aside the head. So I agree with you. Blur, anything you got? Watch out for the hot sauce.
Oh, no, man. Again, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure. I mean, everybody wrap it up. You don't need hot sauce. Just throw it away or put it in your pocket. Or keep it on. I mean, but always wrap it up. And, yeah, man, you reap what you sow. So, yeah, I mean, keep your friends closer, your enemies closer. If we don't want to go to war with England, maybe we need to look out for them every once in a while because, I mean, we're going to need them someday.
I'm not even acknowledging that bullshit. DJ C-Sign, you're a pharmacist. We don't want to flush medicine. Right?
Right?
We don't want medicine in the water.
Right.
Is it dangerous to have a bunch of sperm in the water?
I don't know about sperm. I'm pretty sure.
What about sperm mixed with hot sauce?
I mean, what's the difference? Sperm, pee, and poop. So if we're pooping, I guess you can have sperm in there too.
Well, if we're taking medicine and pooping, ain't that like putting the medicine in the water?
No, medicine's different. It's not.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's not bodily fluid. It's it can actually... You know, they're bigger particles, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
It can't be removed.
All right, watch out for the war with England because they out here raping American bitches. New York, New York. The floor is yours. I said bitches, but I shouldn't have been. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. It was just a joke. It's a bad joke. Stop raping us, Britain. Go ahead, New York. The floor is yours, bro. I'm finished.
Look, all I can say is if I can't get diplomatic immunity, no one else can. Tough cookie for Prince Andrew, or is it just Andrew at this point? I don't know. But right now, it's a first-name basis, buddy. Other than that, it's over for Twin Beds, you know what I mean? Them shits is over with. I may be 5'7", you know what I mean? But I need my space for the Delmi. Other than that, you know what I mean? Stay safe, you know what I mean? Safe sex, condoms, and masks. You heard? Other than that, I'll see y'all next week.
My man, if Cameron could lose to the Locks, then no one gets diplomatic immunity. Is that a bad joke? Bad joke. Boo. Boo this man. Boo. Bob Saget said. Boo. Say boo. I'm gonna see you. You man and the baby? Here I come.